This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Bruce Levine joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Great day. Where do you want to begin today?
Obviously,
Japan's behind us.
Yeah, and I want to start on the south side because there's big news that came out yesterday. Really looking forward to the idea that the campfire milkshake is still here, but they've added a birthday cake milkshake.
That's the big
deal. See that?
Yeah.
That is a big one.
Big off-season edition.
You got dueling milkshakes. Which one are you going with?
Hmm. Look, the reality is that there's one thing the White Sox have always been better than anybody, including the Cubs and Major League Baseball, in food, right? the food at whether it was Comiskey, whether it was the rate, no matter where it was, they've always had great food. And I think this is a nice addition, right, guys? Are you looking forward to?
Well, yeah, of course. The food is great. It's a great reason to go to the ballpark. Now, the product on the field, Bruce, what can you tell us about those guys and why they will give us a reason to watch and people to go so they can buy some of these milkshakes that are irresistible? Shane Smith is a guy that I know you've been on since they got him in the Rule 5 draft, former Brewer. He was dealing again yesterday, Bruce. Where does he slide into this rotation?
It's Sean and Shane and Pray for Rain, right? I mean, you have Smith, you have Burke. You have some good young hope there. And he's pitched extremely well, you know, former Rule 5 that they picked up last year. And it's going to be interesting to watch him pitch. We don't know a heck of a lot about these guys other than they don't have much of a resume at the higher levels other than doing well last year, you know, at the end of the year. So with Smith and Burke, you know, there's some hope there that there's going to be some semblance of a rotation you can look forward to and keep White Sox in games, you know. And then again, you know, the bullpen, you don't know what that's going to look like.
Yeah, I was reading a story. You know, we know that Sean Burke gets the first start, and we know that they have not announced what direction they're going with Davis Martin, Martin Perez, and Jonathan Cannon. We know those are the first four in the rotation, and they will line them up in some fashion. But I was surprised in reading, and I guess surprised would be the wrong word, but apparently, Sean Burke and Davis Martin are good friends because they rehab together. They spent a lot of time in Arizona after their surgeries. And I saw Ethan Katz quoted in a story talking about how they're going to have to be especially careful with them in terms of their innings pitched and keeping an eye on them because they are coming off of injuries, both of them. And it just made me wonder how deep will this rotation go? We know that, you know, we, as David just said, that, we're going to see some of Shane Smith, and we're looking forward to maybe Drew Thorpe getting up and running again. And there, but I mean, they probably need 7 or 8 different starters, right? And maybe all teams do, but knowing that going in when you don't have a lot of experience in that area is a little disconcerting.
I think you keep your eye on the waiver wire for the White Sox. And that's not exciting news for White Sox fans, but the reality is that, you know, there's going to be some veteran pitchers that are going to be out there after next week. Guys that don't make the team, guys that don't have, you know, options to be able to go down to the minor leagues, they'll be out there, and the White Sox will be the first ones looking at them. I mean, look, that's the reality of the situation for them right now. These young guys hopefully will pitch innings, and a lot of them earlier in the year, but you're right. You're going to need fortification. You're going to need veteran pitchers to get you through, and the number one thing that you talked about, you don't want to hurt these young pitchers, right? So there will be an innings limit at some point. Getting through the season is tough. That's why a lot of people are still predicting that the White Sox are going to lose a ton of games this year, because the reality of starting pitching and even bullpen guys that have done it before toward the end of the bullpen, it's just not there.
Who's going to be there at shortstop opening day? What's your prediction?
Madroth, I think, you know, is the guy. And if you look at the hitting in the minor leagues, you know, okay last year, but this spring, if you're going off this spring, I think he had a couple of hits yesterday, but the reality is that he is not, you know, the offensive player that you want him to be. He's a very good defender, and I think that's number one, what you have to look at. As Montgomery prepares to come up from the minor leagues and get maybe, what do you guys think, a month in at AAA, showing that he can dominate some pitching down there, do the job defensively, I think Madroth is your guy. You have Baldwin. You have a few other guys that can play the position. But in the big leagues, you got to have a guy that can catch it at shortstop, and he's shown to be the best guy there.
You know, we saw the Cubs play in Japan. We asked the question this morning if, you know, things were better than maybe we thought after. Do you feel better about things now that you got a day removed from it? Because there was a lot of upset in the studio, mainly with Dustin, that they got swept. Although, are you really swept in a 2-game series? In this case, I guess they were.
Yes.
But I'm just curious. The fact that they're not as good as the Dodgers is not breaking news. The Dodgers are better than everyone, right, and we all know that. And it was very apparent. I'm just wondering, when you come away from the game, what were your major takeaways, Bruce, watching it without the same sort of rooting interest that Dustin has?
Number one, because they're going back to spring training and starting this weekend, nobody got hurt, right? That's the most underrated, most important thing for the Chicago Cubs, is that, knock on wood for them, they've had a pretty good spring where Shaw was hurt early. You had most of your pitching has been intact all the way, you know, a couple of injuries early. But nonetheless, staying healthy and getting through this final week of spring training as you open up against Arizona next Thursday, that's the number one thing. And the Cubs have been really lucky in that area. I mean, most managers, and Council said this to me, you know, right before they left to Japan. He said, look, spring training is not about always getting ready anymore. The players seem always ready. The pitchers need a month. That's it. But the key is prevention, is injury prevention. That's what spring training is about, to get your top players intact, ready to go for the regular season. And I think the Cubs have done that. The other takeaway is that the pitchers got their work in. They didn't all look great. Imanaga was terrific. You know, he had a few walks here and there. So they continue to build innings up and move away. And the last one for me is Matt Shaw. He got in his major league debut, came around yesterday, had a hit. So I think that when the season starts, he's not going to be shaky. He's ready to go, and he's already played in the major league. So these are some of the takeaways for me. The Dodgers, look, there's 29 teams and then the Dodgers. It's no embarrassment to lose to the Dodgers. They're going to be done with the Dodgers before the end of April, if I read the schedule correctly. And you move on. You hope you get better as the year goes on. You never know what happens in baseball. You get into the tournament and you can win.
Bruce, that was barely a hit.
Oh, come on.
For Matt Shaw.
Counts.
It was barely.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Wow. I know it counts, but answer me this. Does the fact that Gage Workman did not get off the bench or get in at bat suggest that he might be returning to Detroit at some point?
I don't think so. I think they have to keep him. The left-handed bat with power, the fact that Council believes he can play three positions for him, I don't think so. I mean, ideally, you know, it would be between Bruhan and him, right? Birdie shined well, certainly, right, yesterday. He stole a few bases over the couple of games. He's going to be a valuable player for him if he can stay healthy. That's been his problem the last few years for Birdie. But I just think he shows too much potential to offer him back. Detroit would definitely take him. And if they didn't, he's got to go through waivers. He's not making it through the other 29 teams. He's not.
And Bruhan, if you release him, he's got no options, so he would be gone, right?
Yeah, he would. And you know, he's a nice
player. To
the
south side? Could he start at shortstop?
Are you always this mean at this time of the morning?
I'm not being mean. I'm just curious.
You know, it's 9 o'clock. You know, come on. No, I mean, the reality is that the White Sox are open to any good player that's out there, you know, to help them try to win and move forward. But, you know, again, the Cubs have had a great spring training camp. I think people should keep their eyes on that. Don't worry about the two losses here. I think moving forward here, you know, with Arizona and Oakland, you know, those are the games you start worrying about. If you start 1-5 or 2-4,
right,
you know, 4, things like that, you know, that's a little different.
Yeah, I think sometimes the spring success or the vibe was kind of killed a little bit going to Tokyo, Bruce. They're 0-2. The spring training's over. It really is over. What they're doing over the next few days is taking an extended rest before resuming the season on March 27th. So good spring training didn't really help them.
Come on. This isn't the Bears, David. Let's go. You know, we got 160 games left for the Cubs.
I know,
right?
But to come out of Tokyo and pretend like that didn't happen is not valuable
either.
It's not
pretending.
Worthwhile.
No,
it didn't happen.
That didn't happen.
They were flat. They weren't ready.
No one's saying that it didn't happen. And they might look back at it in September and say, hey, remember those two games we lost to the Dodgers? This is a pretty good team. I think you're going to see a lot better play and hopefully, you know, a little bit better starting pitching moving forward. Imanaga, obviously. Steele wasn't himself yet. He's still recovering from a little bit of a flu that he was out for a while. So not making excuses. The reality is that this is a better-looking team coming out of spring training than they've had the last two years.
I think, in fairness, Bruce, I think that the reason we've got some people down on the Cubs is that it felt like something we've seen before. It felt like a continuation of last year when you saw guys stranded with runners in scoring position.
It was how they lost.
The failure of the big hit coming through. It was that sort of thing that really, exactly, the way they lost.
See, I saw something different. I saw a patient team against a young pitcher with a good plan, right? Mm-hmm. How many walks did they have? Seven? They had enough hits. They didn't get the big hit. When they needed the big hit off of Sasaki, they didn't get it. But it's not like the Dodgers walked all over them. They won the games.
The 2-3-4 hitters did not, didn't hit. And I think that's what one of the takeaways.
You pinch hit for your cleanup hitter 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
Okay. 0-162, according to David and
Nope. Bruce, two things can be true. You can be disappointed in the first couple games and still think that they can win 88-ish. But I don't think you need to deny the fact that it was disappointing. The trip was a bummer.
I wouldn't deny it. I wouldn't deny the fact that the Dodgers feel real good about themselves right now, right? You have a loaded team like that. You don't have Mookie Betts. Your first baseman, Freeman, only plays in one game. You have to feel great about who you are. But that's no surprise that the Dodgers are the king of baseball right now. So you move on, and I think better things are going to happen for the Cubs. But, again, two games. You can be disappointed if you wish. But I look forward to a better roster and a better season for the Cubs. That's what I think you can look forward to.
Yeah, we were sitting here on, was it Tuesday, and we learned about Keegan Thompson being released. And I turned to David, and my first thought was, hey, should the Sox claim him? Like, I'm in that mode, and you mentioned that they're going to claim different people. Wouldn't he be a perfect kind of guy to claim if they were so
he might be your closer as soon as you get him.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it seems like it makes sense.
At least a setup man. But, he's had a sad career with the Cubs of injuries, up and downs. Yes. And right now, it's not that he failed again for the Cubs. It's that they have better choices right now, and that's why he didn't make the team. But somebody's going to get a good pitcher if he can stay healthy. You might be looking at him as being an important part of somebody's bullpen for a long time.
So, Bruce, back to the White Sox for a second. The shortstop position, apparently somebody making quite the impression is 20-year-old William Bergola. Have you heard much about him, the buzz he's created, and what might be his expectations heading into this year?
Well, I think he's going to be a double or triple A and playing every day. And he's a good-looking young player. And he's got a lot of speed. He's got brings a lot of energy to the park. I think people have seen dribs and drabs if they watch the game on Sunday that the White Sox had on.
Right.
You saw an energizer and a guy that you could be looking forward to. These are the things that, hopefully as White Sox fans, you can start looking at it and going, I like this kid. I like these young pitchers. Again, the 2025 record, I don't think you're going to be thrilled with the record. But the progress of the young players, like you just mentioned here, that is what you're going to be looking at. That's what you're going to try to enjoy as you watch the White Sox. Molly, I know you're going to watch them a lot.
Well, sadly, I'd like to watch more of Birmingham, apparently, from what I'm learning. But I will obviously keep an eye on the White Sox. I just wish they had invested in more players. With their big offseason investment was Martin Perez, right? $5 million. They gave $3.5 million to Tauchman. We know that they didn't spend a lot on the rest of the guys they brought in. And, you know, you just wish they would be willing to spend for major league ball players. That's all.
You're right about that, but they're caught right in between. They're not paying $25 or $30 million for a player at this point, right? They're in between that, and it's going to be another year. Will they spend money when these young players start to progress? You know, that's up to Jerry and the front office as to where they go from there. But I understand your frustration. It's real. I'm not Pollyanna-ish enough to tell you to go out to the ball game and expect them to win 2 out of 3 every time you go to a series.
Bruce, I want to say that they're going to be better, but then I look at their pitching and their starting pitching. And you know, you could argue Eric Fetty had a pretty good year last year for the White Sox. You could argue that Garrett Crochet had a great year for the White Sox. And you could argue that they don't really have anything like that in the starting rotation. So it's kind of it's an if-come, and it's a question mark. Right. And, you know, what if they're worse? What if they're actually worse than they were a year ago? I think the manager's better, and I think the milkshakes are on par, but I don't know.
Bruce, Benintendi says he wants to start an opening day. Is that realistic, and is that the good news or the bad news?
Well, I mean, he DH'd yesterday. I would say that's
great.
That's actually cruel.
It
right?
is very cruel.
Is that piling on? Would that be the right term?
I'm just trying to change the subject, Bruce.
That's not changing.
You got me off the Cubs.
The subject is the White Sox. You know, I mean, you have to deal with the realities that they're going to be really bad at times, but they can be a different type of bad this year where you're progressing with young players, and that's the hope. But, yeah, Benintendi. You know, I think he could DH opening day. Like you said, though, David, are you excited about that?
Right. Great stuff. Bruce, thank you so much.
All right, guys.
Always fun.
Have a great
thank you,
day.
Bruce.
That
All
is
right.
our guy, Bruce Levine.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you 4 free 5G phones and 4 lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.